Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here, youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell next to it to make sure you're always getting new Going In Raw content. We're also available wherever fine podcasts are, including the iOS podcast app. And if you want to help Going In Raw and support the show for a free and very fast way, you can hop on that iOS podcast app on your iPad or your iPhone or whatever you're using and leave us a rating or a review. It really helps boost the profile of the show. I think like 90% of our audio uploads are done through the iOS podcast.
Yeah, app. A lot of them are.
Mm-hmm. So that really helps the show. If you want another way you can support Going In Raw, you can head over to Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We've got a bunch of our friendos watching this as it happens as a live stream. All of our recaps are done for the patrons.
Yes.
In live stream format.
Yes.
Today is actually for the dollar patrons.
And up, yes.
Yeah, and up. So that's awesome. And so we have a bevy reward tiers. We're getting all sorts of great Twitter photos from people getting their friendo care packages.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
I've got a brand new list of some of you have been reaching out saying, hey, I was a $20 and up patron back in June of 2016. Do I still get my friendo care package? Of course you do. So I'm compiling the list of legacy patrons.
You're doing great work, Steve.
By all means, thank you. By all means, if you were a $20 and up patron at any time since we started our Patreon, even if it was just for 1 month, as long as we got your $20 or up pledge,
yep,
then you are eligible to receive one. I just want to make sure that I'm sending it to the right place. So I'm asking people to hit me up, direct message, verify your address and what month and year you are a patron.
Yes.
You'll get your friendo care package.
Yes.
It's really cool. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees. I don't think the thing, it doesn't work, but this does. Hey.
Hey.
We're going to talk a little about, was Baron Corbin on the show last? Oh, no Baron Corbin last night.
No Baron.
But anyways, this is a Baron Corbin inspired t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Yes.
We also have Larson's face.
And
his phrase.
And my catchphrase, yes.
Yes. Anyways, that's it.
That's it.
We're good.
Let's talk about SmackDown. It's actually a pretty fun show.
Now we'll talk about Truth Exposed. We've been discussing with our pre-show patrons in the live chat, and then you and I have been discussing our new venture, Truth Exposed.
Yes.
I started talking to Lacey about it last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, you can be on that sometimes. She was like, sometimes. And I was like, crap, you want to be at all? So it might be you, her, and Lacey. And then at that point, we'll just bring in Hilton and Chongo. It'll be like the Tree of Woe, but
yeah,
Truth Exposed.
Truth Exposed now.
It's all conspiracy theories, man. It's great. Oh, man. Okay, let's talk about SmackDown.
Yeah, let's talk about SmackDown, because it's actually a pretty fun show.
Hold on, let me look at the notes.
They
here
delivered
really quick.
Last night after a quality pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
Clash of Champions.
Yeah, so here's the thing. The show, it was fun. It was completely inconsequential.
Oh, well, except for the opening segment, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
So it went a different route than I thought they were going to take with it.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Daniel Bryan comes down.
He opens the show with a promo. First of all, he hypes the Women's Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course, Stephanie on Raw announced there's going to be a Women's Rumble.
Second, he announced the main event for the evening, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and Jinder Mahal, taking on Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura, and AJ Styles.
At that point, I was like, okay, this is going to be kind of an inconsequential show.
Yeah.
But it was a fun show. Shane McMahon comes down.
And that's when things really started happening.
Yeah, so Shane explained, I liked how he framed this. He says, he explained what was going through his head at Clash of Champions, and what was going through his head essentially was just a recap of events.
Yeah, when he didn't count the three on Zayn's roll-up of Orton, he said, you know, right before my hand came down for the three count, I started flashing back in my mind what Kevin Owens did to Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Headbutted him, beat him up.
Yeah.
What Sami Zayn did at Hell in a Cell, pulling Owens off the announce table so Shane missed the elbow off the top of the cage.
Yeah.
And also Owens and Zayn double-crossing Team SmackDown, causing SmackDown to lose at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he said, at that moment, my emotions got the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
But after you got in my face, I calmed down, I stepped back,
mm-hmm.
And then he said, but Daniel Bryan, you need to explain what you did, because it seems like your emotions got the better of you, because you counted a really fast three count. Mm-hmm, I like how he went to his mic and did this.
Yeah.
Sorry that if that blew anybody's eardrums out.
Yeah.
And so Daniel Bryan explained himself. Said he did what he did to protect Shane from himself.
Yeah.
And he says he took that job as GM of SmackDown because he and Shane had a shared vision of what SmackDown was going to be.
It's land of opportunity.
Land of opportunity.
And by the way, the crowd was firmly
100%
on Daniel Bryan's side with this, and they would troll Shane a little bit here and there during this exchange.
Yes.
So, Daniel Bryan said this is the land of opportunity, and he brought up the phrase best for business. He says, what you're saying is what I did wasn't best for business. I've heard that phrase, and I've had that phrase used against me before, and I don't want you to go from being Shane McMahon to Mr. McMahon, or from Shane O'Mac to Mr. McMahon. And
that gave Shane a moment of pause.
Yeah, and he reflected, and then he said, I trust you implicitly, Daniel. I wish you good luck with the show
tonight.
But it's
kind of like a passive-aggressive thing, it felt like to me. Especially when he got out of the ring, and as he was exiting the ring, he kind of did this.
Well, it was, I read it as, I'm not going to say passive-aggressive. I'm going to say, let me table this until I figure out what route I want to take with this guy. Because it's obvious to me, and it's obvious on the look on his face was, this isn't over. I really need to digest what he's saying, but I get the feeling that it's not going to be good for Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And because it was a pretty deep dig, and it was magnified by the crowd's reaction.
Yes.
And so Shane was a little bit humiliated, but he had to sort of calm himself and then say what he did just to get out of that moment.
Yeah, but I mean, like, his delivery in that last line, it seemed maybe half genuine.
It did. No, it was what we're in agreement on that. It was regardless. There was more to it than simply the words that he said.
Yes,
absolutely. I thought it was really, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea where it's going to go.
If
Daniel Bryan had been cleared to perform, I would say, oh, this is leading to a match at Mania.
Yeah.
But I don't know that's the case. Daniel Bryan was able to. He took a bump on Shane at the pay-per-view. That can't be understated. It's kind of like this New York Times article that aliens now exist. They're exposing the truth, Larson, like we're going to on our new podcast, Truth Exposed. But in the same manner, like, this can't be understated. Daniel Bryan took kind of half a bump.
Yeah.
He kind of fell down onto Shane.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if maybe he's been secretly cleared and they're doing this. That's like, I guarantee if he's been cleared, I would have to think that would have been leaked out.
Yeah.
Like, that has to be.
Yeah, thing. I know.
So I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to say, oh my God, they're setting up Shane. It could be there's some proxy on the horizon.
Yeah.
But this feels very personal between Shane and Daniel Bryan. It could be that Shane's now like, well, now I'm going to figure out how to get Daniel Bryan out of here because that's unacceptable.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If this is leading to some sort of match at WrestleMania between Shane and a proxy for Daniel Bryan, who are the top contenders for Daniel Bryan's proxy?
Jeez, I don't know.
I'm assuming it's not going to be Owens. It's not going to be Zayn.
Yeah, that's too easy. Yeah, that's too easy. And on top of that, during this episode, they kind of poo-pooed any allegiance between
them. Well, that's one thing is Shane said to Daniel Bryan, you know, you can't be going around even with the idea that you're showing favoritism towards anybody.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, that was kind of tied into the best for business bit of the conversation.
Right.
What about Nakamura?
Yeah, I thought that too. I mean, Nakamura would need some reason. I mean, he was just basically Shane's proxy at this last pay-per-view.
I know.
So I'm not sure. I mean, look, they can write whatever they want to write. I'm just thinking if there's an answer that makes total sense, that would be a bit outside the box, be it an NXT call-up, or a trade from Raw of some sort. Cena? Their family.
That'd be
their
awful.
Family and Cena's not, you know, he's not scheduled anything.
It's true.
Shane hasn't fought Cena, I don't know if ever, but he definitely hasn't fought him since he's come back. So Cena's a possibility.
That'd
their
be really
family,
underwhelming.
They could play up the Total Bellas thing. I agree. I'm just trying to think of who makes sense.
I mean, Cena would make sense in that his involvement wouldn't take away potentially from another, you know, like top tier storyline.
If Shane McMahon goes full heel and wants to rid the WWE of Daniel Bryan, that would totally be an impetus for Cena to come back. Hey, I was there at Survivor Series 2. I was, you know, he was kind of a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, his body was there.
Exactly.
Was he there in spirit? Who knows?
that's a case for Truth Exposed. But I mean, that kind of storyline might make sense.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't heard anything about it.
I just thought Nakamura, given that, and this is...
yeah, the Twitter stuff, sure.
Well, not just that, but just Daniel Bryan saying when he's on commentary a couple weeks ago that, mm-hmm. you know, he and Nakamura were friends, mm-hmm. used to be roommates.
Yeah.
And it would be a good prominent spot for Nakamura if he doesn't win the Rumble and if he doesn't face AJ for the title.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, we saw AJ versus Shane McMahon last year at the Rumble.
At Mania.
Nakamura could be the next logical step. I mean, they you know, but I don't know. I could see Cena. Cena could make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but no, it was a very interesting, you know, situation. They're probably going to drag it out for a long time.
Yeah. Well, if it's leading anything to anything at Mania, then yeah, they're going to have mm-hmm. to another 4.5 months.
Yeah. But we'll see.
It was an interesting segment. See where it goes.
Interested to see a heel Shane McMahon, perhaps. It's been a little while since we've seen that.
And I think if they had any idea that Daniel Bryan would be the one to turn heel, they got to extinguish that after what happened last night.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't think there's any. Either the heel turns are generally pretty wild swings of character, anyways. Mm-hmm. Well, the more fun ones are, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing any wild swings of character with Daniel Bryan because he's so over.
Yeah.
He is so immensely over. It would just be weird. It's the kind of situation. It's kind of an Orton situation where if Orton tries to turn heel, I'm not sure the crowd's going to buy that.
It would depend. I really think if he were to turn heel against AJ because AJ is so beloved,
maybe
it could work.
Yeah. If Daniel Bryan turned heel on Shane McMahon, they would side with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Next up, we had good
the
match.
Usos. Yeah, this is a great match. Usos against Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, non-title tag team match.
Right, yeah.
But it was really good.
It was a really good match.
So a lot of times when they cut to commercial during these matches, I feel like, I don't know if like the ref, since he has the earpiece, goes to the talents and say, all right, just kind of kill time, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen during this match.
Yeah, right.
They kept the pace up, the action up the entire time, even mm-hmm. when half the match you could only see in a picture screen, you know, like a quarter size even of your TV.
Yeah.
It was really solid, really good back and forth. The Usos have been delivering in the ring for quite a while since they turned heel, especially. And then it seems like Gable and Benjamin are really developing some solid chemistry.
They're on the same page when it comes to their chemistry. I just feel like they need to be a bit more over if we're to expect them. They can pick up all these non-title wins as they can. But if I'm going to expect them to be legitimate contenders for the title, I just feel like they need to be more over. But I feel like Gable's kind of getting over with his, especially with his wrestling.
Well, those German suplexes he's been doing lately.
Yeah,
people on Twitter were getting him all sorts of accolades.
Mm-hmm,
because of his performance at Clash of Champions. He was busting out those like they roll through German suplexes all over the place.
Yeah,
those still look like he's dropping people right on their heads. It looks
painful. I know. Looks like it hurts. But anyways, Gable and Benjamin, they did go over. They won with their finisher.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. Next up, we had Charlotte promo. She comes out and she puts her 2 cents in for the Women's Rumble. Talks about it being a history-making moment. Naomi comes down and declares she is in Rumble.
And she says, when I win the Rumble,
mm-hmm.
it'll be you and me, Charlotte, at mm-hmm. WrestleMania. But it was all done very... It wasn't like there was antagonism between them.
Yeah, no.
It was very friendly.
Yeah, very friendly.
Out comes Riot Squad.
Correct.
Naomi says, you know, you don't know... You're not going to be in the Rumble because you don't... Essentially, you're not, like, equipped as a faction to be in the Rumble.
The Rumble is every woman for themselves.
And she challenges 2 members of Riot Squad to take on herself and Charlotte.
Yes. So it ended up being Sarah Logan and Ruby Riott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Naomi pins Sarah Logan after rear view.
Yeah, she was. Sarah Logan was a bit distracted by some shenanigans on the outside. And she turns around and gets the.
What does this tell
face.
Us about how WWE views Absolution versus Riot Squad?
It's a 180-degree difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't be any different than that. They didn't even let Ruby Riott say anything tonight.
No.
Or last night.
No.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I kind of feel like Ruby Riott is drowning in the Riot Squad at this point because they haven't really made her, for the last 2 weeks, anything special to separate her from what should be kind of her henchmen, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah Logan's a really good wrestler, not great on the mic. Liv Morgan's okay on the mic. She has a unique look. But Ruby Riott, I think, is special, and they haven't really made her special. No. So maybe once this Women's Rumble thing is all settled, she'll have a more prominent spot.
Yeah.
Because she's a good wrestler. She's a really good promo. She has a really great look.
Yeah, she's got all the tools.
Mm-hmm. Next up, New Day was backstage. They were shoving pancakes into the mouths of low-level writers, production people.
Dressed up in Christmas costumes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Kofi was a gingerbread man.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods was a reindeer.
Yeah.
And then Big E was an elf.
Yeah, it was great that they would shove pancakes in people's... And there was like varying degrees of acceptance by those people taking pancakes to the mouths. Like one guy was like, oh, walking away. Another guy was like, ugh, this is gross. I don't know, man. I'd be like, yeah, put that in my mouth,
pancakes
dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Any excuse I have to have a pancake in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's being shoved in my face or not, I'll tell you.
And they were hyping their new Christmas shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
They were interrupted by Rusev and Aiden English.
Santa Rusev and
Rusev
Snowman.
Claus.
Yeah, and Snowman Aiden English. I was immediately in love. I thought it was amazing. It was great.
It was fantastic. Rusev more or less said, you know, who wants that New Day shirt where you can buy a Happy Rusev Day shirt?
Exactly. The crowd popped.
Yeah.
They popped for that. He took a pancake, threw it on the ground,
and
stomped.
Put it in his mouth briefly, spit it out, and stomped on it.
That's right. That was awesome.
And at which point, Big E says, you want to fight? We're going to have a fight.
I think he said, gave him a sucka. Oh, you can't do that, sucka. That was great.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I love them all. I love them all.
Oh, they're all great.
Rusev is so over. And I was just watching that match, and it happened later. I was watching that match, and I was looking at Aiden English. I'm like, you know what? I love Aiden English. Thank God that dude found something else to do. They found something else for him after that horrible
vaudevillains
old-timey vaudevillains crap.
I know.
So good for him. He seems to be into it, and he just looks like a heel.
I know.
I mean, he always did. He just looks like a heel, though. He's like balding, but he's like old-timey ripped.
Yeah, but very slender.
Yeah, slender and like pale. But the vaudevillain thing really fit him and Simon Gotch. Their faces are so old-school villainy,
they know? They really are.
Anyways. Next we had Dolph Ziggler's United States Championship celebration.
This was an interesting segment.
Yeah, this is we can speculate all day about where this is going.
Yeah.
Again, we're asking on the show about when the Natalya thing happened at Clash.
Yeah.
A heel's retirement. What does it look like?
Yeah.
And a couple people pointed out JBL
and then Eve Torres.
Oh, did she have a heel? Okay. And then they did this really bad one with Lita where Crime Time came out and like, I don't know, shamed her in some manner. It was bad. It was like, I don't think you were watching at the time. I don't even think I was watching at the time. But then I went back and saw it and I was like, oh my God, it was like super disrespectful. So there have been some. They just, you know, they are heel retirements. They're not like, I'm a bad guy, but I'm being sincere right now.
Yeah.
They were just, you know, JBL's was great. JBL's was great.
But let's talk about what Dolph had to say last night. So he comes to the ring in a suit.
I thought he looked great, too, because he looked a little different than usual.
Yeah. Karen, the U.S. title, comes out, and he starts, singing his own praises about how no one's better than him, and he starts to recount his previous title wins.
Yeah, so they show clips.
Yeah, show clips of his previous title wins, winning the Intercontinental title, U.S. title. Winning Money in the Bank, cashing it in on Del Rio. And he comes back to him and he says, you're not worthy of my presence.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he says, you want something to remember me by?
Mm-hmm.
So he just lays down the U.S. title in the middle of the ring, drops the mic, and just walks out.
Yeah.
So ever since then, there's been all sorts of speculation, whether it was a retirement or alluding to retirement, or he's vacating the title.
Yeah.
Or a number of other things.
Yeah, so this is, I don't know. I mean, you know, they played his music and then it cut out. So it's, I guess he's coming kind of back around to that thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what he was talking about during his thing, and nobody's better than me. I don't know. I thought it'd been cool if Carmella cashed in. As he walked away, Carmella cashed in.
And just became U.S. champion.
Because of the countout.
Yeah. All she had to do was grab the belt.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
It'd been good. I liked it. I thought it was, you know, leaves me wondering, what are they going to do next week? And that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, he comes out, he cuts a promo and then Baron comes out. Hey, I want my me.
I know. I kind of like that Baron wasn't on the show last night.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It gives him a pause.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody was, if it gets everybody talking, it's a good job, well done. So yeah, it's kind of cool.
Let's speculate. Tournament, new U.S. champion.
No, it's going to be Dolph still.
Yeah.
He'll come out next week. He'll have trolled us.
What if he finds new ways to allude to retirement every week?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Like next week he says, you want something to remember me by? Brings out his contract and just rips it up.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
But
there
then, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. He comes out.
He'll find it.
What if he comes out? Ooh. What if he comes out in a Bullet Club hoodie?
Ooh. Whoa. Or at least a New Japan shirt.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That would be something else.
What if he comes out and says, I have a pro wrestling tee shop now. There you go. What's his real name? Nemeth something?
Nick?
Nick Nemeth? Go to prowrestlingtees.com/NickNemeth22. So yeah, who knows? But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Next, Daniel Bryan's backstage on the phone. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens come in to his office.
Owens try to buddy up with him.
Presents him with a bottle of champagne. And they thank him for his assistance, whether he actually did it to assist them or not, at Clash of Champions. Because thanks to Daniel Bryan, they still have jobs.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan says, I don't drink, gives the champagne back. And he pretty much said to them, you better wipe those smiles off your faces.
Yeah.
So he's like making it clear that he has no allegiance to them.
Exactly.
He just wants SmackDown to be a land of opportunity.
I don't drink. I am straight edge.
Next. New Day versus Rusev and English in a tag match.
Match of the year candidate.
It was a lot of fun.
Look, man, there's Omega Okada, and then there's Rusev, Aiden English in this Christmas pancake epic.
And then there was Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate at NXT TakeOver Chicago.
That's the three, yeah.
Massive Rusev Day chance.
Oh, man. The people were all into this.
And he's in there.
Oh, yeah. Eating it up. It's he looks so great. He's fantastic. He's letting his hair grow out a little bit. He looks weird. Oh, it's awesome. It's so great. There's that great bit. Of course, they have to tease the pancake whipped cream.
With a
single cherry on top. They put it on the announce table. Aiden English sets it up with the whipped cream. And, of course, at that point, we get three different teases of one of the New Day about to go into
Xavier Woods, and then Kofi does the trust fall off the top
of
the
rope. Yeah, which, he did it. Before Rusev had even turned around.
Yeah. And then after that, and then Aiden English got it.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
It was tons of fun. The underwear spot where they pulled the underwear out of the bag. Did Aiden English actually throw that into the crowd?
I don't know. That's so gross.
They teased it. Both Rusev and him teased it. I couldn't tell because he looks like he threw it, but I don't know if he actually threw it into the crowd.
No, I don't know.
If he just threw it out of the ring.
I do like that when I think it was Xavier Woods got the pin on Aiden English. After the top rope elbow. And he had some pancake in his mouth, and he started to spit it out onto Aiden English's face.
Yeah.
Aiden English's face. That was gnarly. That was maybe a little over the line. That kept it from being 6.25 stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just 6 stars?
Yeah, just 6 stars.
Brief little bit backstage with AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Nakamura just kind of talking backstage. There was no just commentary talking over it, but they were all just kind of visiting, catching up.
Yeah.
You know, saying what they're going to do for Christmas, that kind of stuff.
Man, I really wanted a mic on that. I want to know if they were somebody on Twitter suggested maybe they're trading recipes.
Could be. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Various Christmas
for holiday.
Items.
Yes, for holiday.
Who's foods. Who's got the best recipe for nog? And then you know, Orton's like, I don't drink eggnog.
Yeah,
it disrupts my belly.
Yeah,
and I don't know. Or maybe they were talking about donut shops.
Could be.
I feel like Nakamura is like big into donut shops.
No, he's not.
No?
Don't you remember Daniel Bryan introduced him to donuts?
That's right.
And Nakamura is not a fan of sweets.
Oh, I didn't know that last part. Yeah. Oh, what a bummer.
At least he wasn't back in the early aughts. Maybe that's changed.
Yeah, maybe he's come around to it.
Could be.
He says, I'll take the thing, the sprinkles for the Christmas.
Well, is that for the Christmas?
Yeah, it's got white frosting like snow and then red and green.
Sprinkles.
For the Christmas.
For the Christmas.
Yeah. Next up, we have the main event, Randy Orton versus and Nakamura and Styles versus Mahal, Owens, and Zayn. Randy Orton looked like he was actually having some fun in this match.
I got to say that pretty much everybody on the show looked like they were having fun.
Yeah, I know. I like
everybody
that.
Was very loose.
Yeah.
But yes, Orton especially seemed like
they're
he was
like, hey,
fun.
Guess who doesn't have to work on Christmas?
Randy Orton.
These guys.
Well, I don't think he's going to have to work the day after Christmas either.
Yeah, probably not.
I think Randy Orton's got a new sense of confidence with his hair. It's like John Lovitz in the episode of Seinfeld where they got him the toupee.
Yeah.
And now he's like super confident.
Didn't he get that toupee by telling people he had cancer?
Yeah, but he didn't.
He didn't have cancer. Oh, man. Terrible. It's funny when you describe certain Seinfeld plots, it sounds so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But they did it so perfectly.
I know.
They executed it so perfectly. Anyways, the Singh brothers were out there too, so it was essentially 5-on-3.
Yeah, it was a fun match.
Yeah, it was good.
It went to the outside, a lot of brawling early.
Mm-hmm.
Orton was in the match a lot of it.
Yeah, he was on it. He was in it a bunch.
Yeah, taking some lumps.
Yeah,
from Mahal, Owens, and Zayn.
I get the feeling. So Orton was like super cheerleading Styles and Nakamura. There was like the great finish when Styles comes off with the phenomenal forearm, and Orton
gives him a push.
And then both Styles and Nakamura take the top turnbuckles.
And Orton comes up behind both of them really awkwardly, pats him on the back. Yeah.
And he's like doing this stuff. But it seemed genuine.
Yeah.
I wonder if he would just much rather be putting over those guys as like a really good heel.
Well, we've heard AJ say that he wants to get in a program with Orton.
Yeah.
I think Orton said he wouldn't mind getting to a program with Nakamura.
Yeah.
That would probably be tons of fun for him.
Turn him heel.
I know.
Turn him heel.
I know. Anyways, so the finish saw Nakamura setting up for a Kinshasa on Zayn. Singh brothers hop on the apron, hit him. Chioda tosses him.
Mm-hmm.
Orton comes in, RKOs Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
Singh brothers run back towards the ring.
Yeah.
In clear defiance of Mike Chioda's directive.
Yeah, man.
Orton hits a double draping DDT on both the Singh brothers.
I love those guys, man, because they don't make Orton do anything. They like put their heads in between his arms right here. They just do, all right, we're ready to go. Let's do it.
And you mentioned the phenomenal forearm spot onto Owens. And then Nakamura ends up hitting Kinshasa on Zayn, gets the pin.
Mm-hmm.
Faces celebrate.
Yeah.
Did you see AJ try to do the Nakamura pose against the ropes?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Dang it. Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty funny.
That's good. Dang it.
It was like they thought the cameras were already off.
Right.
That's what it felt like. And they actually had 2.5 minutes of show left. So they started doing stuff they would normally do at like house shows.
I think a little chunk of salad came from my teeth and went back into my throat back there.
That sounds gross and uncomfortable.
It is. Both those things. I don't have any mail today. I haven't gone to the mailbox. It was like you said, it was a fun show. It was just not a lot going on there.
No, it was
maybe
a whole
they're
lot
just sort of waiting until after Christmas.
Yeah, that could
and the
be because you know, we both kind of expected Mahal to be out of the title picture. Yet he was still involved, but he didn't play like a significant.
Well, he's not going to sink like a rock.
No,
he'll have a good upper mid card.
I hope so.
Spell for a couple months at least.
Next time there's a face U.S. champion.
Here's my prediction on Mahal. He'll be in the final five of the Rumble.
Could be.
He'll be in the final five. Might not be in the final four. He's going to be in the final five.
I'll say final eight. No, one. Six.
Okay.
Six.
I'm like eight. That's like, you know, almost a third of the
of the six.
Pack. All right. Final six it is.
You want to take some questions?
Yeah, I'll do some questions. Let me load up some questions here.
I must do the same.
Posts.
Eddie Jose Menavar, power rank, what other costumes? Rusev. Could have pulled off last night.
Oh, man. Well, Mrs. Claus would have been good. Well, Aiden was a snowman.
Yeah. Oh, the...
Krampus!
The Abominable Snowman.
Oh, there you go.
From
that's
one
a good one.
Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. A Yeti. That's what I should say.
It's
easier
Yeti.
To say.
Yeah, the Yeti.
Not the Yeti.
From
WCW.
Yeah.
A Yeti.
Wasn't the Yeti in WCW a mummy?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
What other Christmas themed? Krampus is good. That's good.
Yeah, Krampus. He could have been trying to think of iconic characters in Christmas movie history.
Someone could have been a Grinch.
Grinch. Yeah, Grinch is a good one. Aiden English, I feel, would make a really good Grinch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Nice. Shoney's Karaoke Night DJ. That sounds amazing.
That's pretty
long time Patreon, first time question. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
If Dolph's segment was legit, power rank, power rank, what promotion he fits in outside of WWE. Let's say he was gone. He took off. He gives some, he says, Impact, Ring of Honor, New Japan, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, or Defiant.
Oh, Defiant. That's interesting. I'm going to say Impact 1.
Yeah, I feel like Impact.
And then probably Defiant 2.
Man, but he makes so much in the WWE.
I know.
Impact is getting rid of like
all their huge contracts.
Big guaranteed salaries, yeah.
3, Ring of Honor.
They can just take all the money they're giving Alberto and give it to Dolph.
Yeah, that'd be a wise business move. 4, New Japan. 5, PWG.
Yeah. I think like number 1 would actually just be, you know, stand-up comedian.
Actor.
Bit player in Amy Schumer movies.
Yes.
Weren't they an item once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy T, hey, friend, my question is, do you think if Dolph sticks around, he could benefit from doing a U.S. Open Challenge, even if it only lasts a few weeks? I personally just feel a few weeks of him barely getting wins after good matches could elevate him and the title. If nothing else, it would give him something to do.
Yeah, no, I love, look, I'm always down for a good Open Challenge.
Yeah, me too.
Open
Challenge is more of a face thing, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's more of a face thing. And squeaking out wins is more of a face thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then he didn't really cheat. He just took advantage.
Yeah.
In his win. So I don't know. Look, man, I want Dolph to do well. I was actually happy when he won the U.S. title. So
the Nightcrawler. Hey guys, so I'm a longtime fan. My question is, what is the going in Raw equivalent of 10 for the wins? Your spine.
Hey.
Yeah. That's what, Thayer Thabata says. Is there something that predates that though? That has stuck around?
Oh man. I mean, your spine was like literally in the first episode.
Yeah,
of Temper
that's kind of what I mean.
Did. I'm trying to think back to like the Dan days of doing Going in Raw. If we had something that we did. I mean, we had the Adam Rose segment, but that hasn't really had any longevity. I mean, even like years after we had done that first episode, a bunch of people were still saying your spine to me.
I don't know. I mean, the closest thing we have now is, hey,
you're not me.
But I can't think of anything we did years ago that has stuck around the same way as your spine.
We're coming up on that being 8 years ago.
I know.
Wow, that was too long ago.
8 years in February.
Yeah.
Ty Dingleberry, hey friendos, newly revived patron here now that Patreon changed their policy. You guys keep saying that the iconic duo should go to SmackDown, but with the women's division already being so heel heavy, do you guys think they have to be faces to make it work? It could make sense after their rivalry with Ruby.
Well, number one, thank you for coming back.
Yes.
And thank you to Patreon for reversing their
ill-advised
fee structure. With the women's division already... Here's the thing. I'm not sure how much longer the Riot Squad are going to be actually heels.
Or a faction.
Or a faction after, let's say, the Rumble.
Yeah.
So I think the iconic duo could be... Number one, I mean, the iconic duo at this point are kind of tweeners anyways.
Yeah, they kind of transcend heel face. And they could definitely do that on Main. It might take some time because they benefit from the NXT crowd knowing of their chemistry.
Yeah.
And knowing of their relationship, and that won't necessarily be the case on Main.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of have a clean slate on Main. I think more so than like a lot of people. Like I was legitimately surprised they had Bobby Roode come in as a face. Mm-hmm. That was weird.
It is weird. I mean, because it was just like it was 2 nights after he lost the NXT title as a heel.
Yeah.
With no explanation why he had such a sudden change.
I know.
Go ahead.
Oh, I like this. I like this one here. From Jose GGR. Power Rank best hands and arm gestures of all time. He gives some examples. Hulk Hogan's ear wave, Macho Man's finger spin, Too Sweet, Suck It, and Daniel Bryan's yes and no. Stone Cold, whatever this was.
Yeah, that was good.
That thing.
That was
and
good.
And, of course, his middle fingers.
Yeah, good, too.
Mr. McMahon's arm swag there. Or when Mr. McMahon blew up both his quads and started finger wagging everybody.
That was
good, too. What other good? Oh, you know what I love? Scott Hall's.
No.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one, too. You had two of them, then.
Yes.
Those are good. Yeah.
All you got to do Cena's
Oh, I don't have to do that.
That's, well, I mean, you got to put up there. I know, in terms of longevity, that's got to be up there.
Did The Rock have any funny finger or hand gestures?
He just had the eyebrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Although he would do.
Yeah, he did that.
Oh,
but that's kind of cheesy.
Doing this.
Oh, I like that because like, you look in between his hands and it's his pecker. I still don't know how they could let him get away with that. He literally like goes down like where his dingus is and goes, come on!
Yeah, no.
It's great, though.
Second city champion, AO Worm. So you think it'll be SmackDown Superstars to win both Rumbles? Yeah, Orton's winning the Royal Rumble. I don't care what reports are saying that he's skipping out on doing shows in February and March.
Winning that Rumble.
We're sticking by our prediction that Orton's winning that Rumble and facing AJ at Mania because it's going to happen.
Wait a second. Who do we say is going to win the women's Rumble?
Oh, we haven't made a prediction yet. He's just asking if you think it could be SmackDown.
Oh, I mean, unless...
It's going to be Asuka.
Unless they bring in Ronda Rousey, it's going to be Asuka. Mm-hmm. That'd be really weird if Ronda Rousey came in. That'd just be weird.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'd think about that. I mean, it'd be a good splash for her.
Yeah, sure.
A good debut. Obviously, she wins a Rumble and faces a champion.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But at the same time, you have Asuka there.
I know.
Who is going to be women's champion at some point. It seems like if you really want to build her up as a dominant force,
I know.
Have her clear out that Rumble.
I know.
It's a story that writes itself. No, how many times have they been presented with stories that write themselves and they don't do it?
All the times.
Yeah. James the Freak Phillips. New Day and Rusev seem to be having loads of fun during their comedy match, Power Rank. Who's having the most fun in WWE? AJ Styles is up there.
AJ Styles is definitely up there.
Rusev and Aiden English are up there.
They're up there now. It's usually the
New Day's always up there. They always look like they're having a good time.
They're always up there. It's always people who have done stuff and don't give an F. Or in Rusev's case, Rusev just looks like he has fun in general. Like I feel like Rusev thinks that there's no pressure on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is a great place to be.
What about John Cena?
I don't know. I'm coming back around to him thinking that it might just be a chore.
I think it goes back and forth.
Yeah, I think it does.
Like,
yeah.
Survivor Series felt like a chore.
Right, that was last time we saw him.
But then his program with Reigns, it seemed like he was having fun with that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. Whenever Cena's doing something that I think he thinks is important, like, hey, let's put Reigns through the ringer and see how this kid responds.
Yeah,
that kind of
stuff. Put him over, yeah.
Right. I think that he has fun. He seemed to have fun during his match with Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when they just bring him in for Survivor Series.
With no build.
No build.
To play cheerleader, essentially.
Yeah. Broken Steve. Am I the only one who doesn't buy Shane McMahon's character anymore as being legitimate? It appears like now that this feud is seemingly over for now that he just doesn't care.
It's not over.
Is this all to get Daniel Bryan back in the ring? I just feel like this is the beginning of Act 2 for this feud. So
yeah, it's far from over.
I don't know. I think that we're about to see a pretty big turn in the character of Shane McMahon. Mm-hmm. I get that feeling.
I feel like they're kind of doing a moderate slow burn on this, which is the right way to handle it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Leviathan Bunny. Hey, friendos. Rusev Day is getting massive amounts of traction right now. I truly hope Rusev and English go on to become the tag champs. My question is, what are the percentages on how WWE will handle Rusev this time around? I say that there's a 30% chance that Rusev and English will become the tag champs after the transitional champs, Shelton and Gable. 65% chance things go nowhere and the current hype goes down. And 5% chance they will become the next champs defeating the Usos. I kind of hope they take their time with Rusev and English.
Yeah.
Because it worked for the New Day.
I'm going to say...
They took their time with the New Day. And then by the time they started putting the tag titles on them, it was to the moon, you know? They just got enormously popular.
I'm going to go in a direction that I don't want to go, but I think that the road that you need to follow for them is the Fashion Police.
Yeah, that's my worry. That's my worry. They seem strictly as a comedy
they're
act.
They're not going to see gold.
A mid-card comedy act.
Yeah.
Thayer Thabata, CM Punk finds insulting. What the hell do you think is the in-joke with New Day's pancakes? Power rank what you think it is.
Oh, power rank. I think, I don't know, I feel like maybe when they go on the road, one of them eats an abnormal amount of pancakes. I don't want to say it's Big E. I kind of feel like that might be the in-joke.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think it could be? What's the genesis of their pancake thing?
Here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You know, Bootios was the thing for a while.
Of course, yeah, sure.
Maybe the Bootios sales have tapered off.
Oh, sure.
So they're trying to find, because they were talking about putting up a pancake mix.
Yeah, powder.
So maybe they all just really enjoy breakfast. And so they thought, okay, you know, the cereal is on the wane. Mm-hmm. What's another breakfast food that we can incorporate and capitalize on?
Yeah.
Pancakes. Everybody loves pancakes.
Well, not just that it's a breakfast cereal, that it's a breakfast food.
Oh, it can be more than that too. You can have it for dinner.
But oh, dude, you can have pancakes whenever. It's amazing.
They can be the
evidently they can be a side or a main dish.
Exactly. They're versatile.
But no, here's the thing about pancakes. Also, is that it's a very silly name, and it's kind of a silly food product.
It is,
because it's delicious. It can kind of be a dessert also, but it's also weird for breakfast.
It's like kind of a flat bread thing.
Right. Exactly.
But not bread.
And I think there's some people out there who have actually used it as innuendo for, I think, butts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I think it makes sense all together. Like, pancakes is one of the funnier food items.
Yeah, it's got a funny name.
Oh, isn't that what Biggie said? Something like, you just flap the wrong jack or jack the wrong flap or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Sucka. Karen, you're not me, Borbin. Hey, friendos, what is your favorite wrestling t-shirt from your own collections? Thanks.
I might be wearing my new favorite.
Ooh, oh, yeah. You got to pop your collar. But it doesn't do that anymore. You can't really pop it anymore.
It's a really comfy shirt. It looks good.
At this point right now, it might be my Elias shirt. Because it's comfy. It's oddly comfy because, like, I don't expect that version of their shirt to be comfy, but it is.
Is it still kind of the coarser cotton?
Yeah, but it's thinner than it used to be.
Oh, does it just fit well, too?
It fits really
well. A lot of his WWE shirts, their standard shirts fit kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. But like it's a thinner one, but it's not like soft, but it's soft enough. And then the image is great.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
It's a really good shirt. Might be my Elias one right now. Let's see.
Hamza Halal, I'm not 100% sure how to word this, but what are some of the red flags you guys look for when you guys look for a wrestling story for Dirt Sheet or Going in Raw Daily?
Where it's coming from?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Is it something that's just that's speculation that's being
put forth as news?
Yeah, clickbaited basically into news.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole thing about Asuka using the armbar now as opposed to the...
Oh, about her facing Ronda Rousey. But
yeah, exactly.
The whole Caitlyn as Sister Abigail thing.
Oh, God, that was, yeah.
Or there's been a number of times where Meltzer will make it just like an offhand speculatory
that people
comment.
Will just run with.
Yeah, and then it'll suddenly become fact and news.
Yeah.
And he'll have to go to Twitter and like, no, that's not what I said.
Yeah. And even sometimes like with Meltzer with, you know... I know recently, I forget what it was. It might have been Balor, but it might not have been Balor. I don't know. He said something like, well, I just know how Vince thinks.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, so you have no concrete,
you know, speculation.
And hey, it's well-informed. It's educated speculation. You know, he's been around for a long time. He's had talks with Vince before. Like, you know, he's no stranger to them.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not. Hard. It's not hard.
There's nothing factual about it.
Right, exactly.
It's speculation.
Yeah.
Karen, what is your stance on everyone declaring themselves for the Rumble via promo or social media? Does it detract from the surprise of seeing who runs in when the buzzer hits? Power rank 5 NXT men and women you'd like to see in the Rumble, or save this half of the question for 205 Live NXT Recap. We'll do it now.
Yeah, we'll do it now. Okay, so
5 NXT men and 5 NXT women.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, what is your stance on everyone declaring themselves for the Rumble?
Oh, I don't mind it for the most part.
Here's when I like it, and here's when I dislike it. I love it when it's Elias Sampson, who a year ago we could have said, man, he might wash out. The first person to declare for the Royal Rumble this year is Elias,
mm-hmm.
and I love that.
Yeah.
So I like it in certain circumstances. I love surprise entrance.
Oh, me too.
You know,
you can't have them all be surprise entrance.
Exactly. So
you got to have a mix.
You got to have a mix. Yeah. So you got to have a mix.
So if you say you get 20 people who declare beforehand, then 20 open spots.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. Are they going to do 40 again?
No, I think it's 30.
Okay. So 20 and 10.
That's what I said, didn't I?
You said 20 and 20.
Sorry, I meant 20 and 10.
It's okay. And then so five.
NXT men, 5 NXT women who could be surprise entrants.
Who do you want to see the most, regardless of
men's or women's? Well, if he weren't hurt, I would say Drew McIntyre. But he's hurt, so we have to take him out of the equation.
I would say this. Adam Cole?
Yeah.
No, man. I want to see Aleister Black.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Aleister. He can be eliminated.
Well, here's the thing. Is this a call-up or is this just being a participant strictly?
Shows up. One thing, hey, let me ask you this.
Damo.
That'd be good.
But he was in the Andre the Giant battle royal, yeah.
Is Ty going to take the number 10 spot?
Oh, he should. No, that should be a thing.
No,
yeah,
it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
Every year.
He's never on 10. TV. Why should he be in the Rumble?
Well, give him a spot in the Rumble at 10. No, it's just one spot.
No, man. There's only 30.
30 is a lot, man.
So much talent. So you say you're not sure you want to see Rousey in the Rumble. I do because it's good for our business. It's best for business.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing her in it. I don't know how I feel about her winning it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Yeah.
But if she's in it, she's probably going to win.
She's probably going to win it. But the silly thing is you can't win. Like, her thing should be the armbar. Not throwing people out.
No,
she can come in and immediately be dominant wrestler.
No, I agree. All right. NXT women. Ember Moon. Iconic duo.
Oh, for me, it's Peyton Royce, number one.
Nikki Cross.
I really want to see that. Especially after her little interchange with Billie Kay going to that last match.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cute.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be cool.
Who else in NXT in the men's division? Damo. Who'd you say?
I'll take Damo out of it because he was already in the Andre.
Yeah. That's a good point. Lars Sullivan.
Oh, that'd be great. Say Gargano.
Ono.
What about El Idolo?
I don't think they have the champ in there just from you get eliminated, though.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, no. That might be my number one.
Oh no, go in there.
Of everybody,
drop a few elbows, knock a couple people out.
Of
and then...
everything, it's Ono's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I need that man to have his main roster moment.
Me too.
I need that to happen, even if it's just like you said, a couple elbows. He elbows a couple people out. He does some cool move, or somebody tries to eliminate him, and he does some oddly athletic thing for being kind of a hoss.
Kind of does the flip over the ropes, exactly. And land on the apron, yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, it's got to be him.
Oh no!
All right, one more question. We're gonna do trivia.
All right, pick last question, Steve.
Okay. Okay, hold on a second. What is this?
Come on.
No, I'm trying to. Oh, that's kind of cool. I like this idea. The diddly doodler. What do you guys think of a Money in the Bank cash-in, but with a stipulation?
I like it.
Somebody cashes in, and they say, not only am I cashing in, hey. I'm making this no DQ.
That's a question, Barry.
I'm making this first blood match.
It's another question, Barry.
For us championship.
Are you declaring?
You're only going for the United States championship?
That's not how Money in the Bank works, Barry.
You can do it for the WWE championship.
Hey,
you know?
Man, you're not me. Let me make the decision.
I want to be us champion again.
I quit match.
I quit match. It's like the toughest one to do. All the guy has to do is not say I quit.
But I have bear hug.
I have Baron hug. All right. Attitude era first. Time for some trivia.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Big events.
Yes. What tag team reunited to face three members of Evolution in a handicap match at WrestleMania 20?
Three members of Evolution?
What tag team reunited to face three members of Evolution? WrestleMania 20.
WrestleMania 20. Crap, why do I not know this? I was at 21, you know.
I know.
What tag team reunited?
This is the one before that.
It's three people?
No, it's two people.
Two people took on three people at Evolution?
Yes.
Was it a... What's her face's... No, that doesn't make any sense. Reunited. I know this is probably obvious as freaking crap.
I need an answer, please.
Oh. Was the Legion of Doom guy still alive? It was Legion of Doom.
Rock and Sock Connection.
Oh, I was going to... Okay. I knew that.
Sure.
I didn't know
that.
It
wasn't your answer, though.
No, it wasn't. Oh, man. I'm not feeling chat today.
Which you mean trivia?
I prefer, yeah, trivia today. I always call it chat trivia. I prefer play-per-view. Which McMahon was in the Big Show's corner for the WrestleMania you went to, WrestleMania 2000?
Shane.
Yeah. I would have said Linda. Whose corner? Oh, Linda was Mankind's corner. Okay.
Corner, yeah.
Go ahead.
Championships. Who became the last undisputed champion in history when he beat The Rock for the title at SummerSlam 2002?
The last undisputed champion?
Yeah.
Oh, Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Championships. Who at the age of 76 won the WWE Women's Championship at No Mercy 99?
Mae Young.
Fabulous Moolah.
Oh, darn it.
Kind of interesting. Stephanie mentioned her name.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I was surprised, too.
Yeah.
Superstar bio. What former Olympian made his WWE debut at Survivor Series 99 defeating Sean Stasiak?
Dun, 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 dun. I didn't know it was against Stasiak, though.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Superstar bio. What WWE commissioner forced Shawn Michaels to defend the European Championship against Triple H on a December 1997?
Sergeant Slaughter.
You maggot.
Yeah. Who did... Oh, we're on the modern era. Who did Stone Cold Steve Austin defeat in a beer drinking contest at the relaunched Saturday Night's Main Event in March 2006?
Who did he beat in a beer drinking contest? At the relaunched what?
Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh.
March 2006.
Eric Bischoff.
JBL.
Oh, that was probably good. Big events. What superstar was in Michael Cole's corner for his match with Jerry the King Lawler at Mania 27?
Oh, it's Jack Swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a last-minute substitute for Jeff Hardy at the Triple Threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship at Survivor Series 2009? You kind of got a tough card here.
Yeah, no kidding. Rey Mysterio?
Edge.
Oh.
Neat thing.
Neat things. Championships. Who was the Cruiserweight champion when the title was retired in 2008?
Matt Hardy.
Hornswoggle.
Oh. Superstar bio. What former manager served as ECW general manager from August 2007 through June 2008?
2007 to 2008.
What? Yeah. ECW general manager.
ECW general manager. He was a former. He was a. And he used to be a manager.
Mm-hmm.
ECW. God, I'm just drawing a blank.
I don't expect you to get this.
Vicky Guerrero.
Armando Alejandro Estrada.
What? God, it was just a dumping ground. What was the one-word name for the pairing of Beth Phoenix and Santino Marella during the summer of 2008?
Gosh, I know this. I'm drawing a blank on it. How many? You have two. I have three, so I'm going to win anyways. Glam... Tino?
Glamorella.
Ah!
Boy, I sucked a big one on that.
I get one card. What's it going to be?
That was terrible. I don't know. You get
Deborah.
Deborah. Damn it, Deborah. What? Anyways,
that's the show for today. Thank you, everybody.
That is the show. Yes, man, that was crap at trivia today.
That was a very
Anyways,
good
Hilton, can we get some music, please? There you go. Hilton knows how to use that music button. That's it for the show. Until next time, everybody. We'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Hilton, out title.